Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Hello? Hello? let's see here. Okay, I have this in my hand. This is the second day of my trip to the Northwest. Isn't that wonderful? Blue wunderbar, das ist wunderbar. Now I'm waiting for Randy to give me a call. I just took a shower. And to find out if I can take a tour of the jail. So I need to get a piece of paper with me, because I'm going outside. And I'm going to take a film of the frog pond. It's like a frog pond you've never seen before. So, maybe this show will be called Frog Pond. I'll take a movie of it. Hold on, put my... So listen, I might be on Sister Paula's video cast Friday. I have to talk to Randy. Find out what we're doing Friday. But, I'd love to... Okay, yeah, where all the little frog is. Oh, yeah, there's a little frog thing over there, okay? Let's see. Can you see them? Can you see the tadpoles? I think that one's dead. That one's moving here. Hold on. How's that one? Yeah, here's little frogs over here. It's on a cross. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry about that. Look at the little frogs. Hold on. See them? Froggy. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride 'em. Look, he's swimming. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride 'em. I should put this around my wrist. Oh, here's another little frog right here. Oh. Hi, frog. Ah, froggy. So there's all these frogs. Hi, little frog. On a plastic turtle. Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? Yeah. Okay, so I'm back. Back into wilderness here. Let's see here. Turn this off. This camera off. Put the camera in my pocket. Look for ticks. Nope, no ticks. Okay, can you hear me now? So there's a little garden here. It's so nice. That's so cool. It is, it's very cool. It's a very cool do. So, yeah, it's very cool. It's very neat. Interesting how this works. This, trailer I'm staying in. It's just very cool. It's very cool. This is like a dumb podcast, isn't it? This is my audio blog. Remember, kids? This is an audio blog. So, get over yourself. Maybe I shouldn't be stepping on the lawn. Here, I better get off the lawn here. Take a walk here around the property. It's a big property too. And they have lilacs. There's a couple crows. I'm trying to see birds. Actually, John. Hear these birds? This is for you, John.
The birding.
Listen. Did you hear that? There's a rooster. It's a little late, honey. Sun's been up for several hours. Isn't that great? You know, something interesting about being here in the Northwest is that there are more conifers than in the East Coast. I mean, there's like stands of pine trees. I mean, not, or whatever kind of trees. Conifers. Don't I sound like a botanist? They're huge. And full. I mean, from the bottom to the top. I mean, our conifer is sort of like when they get too tall, the bottom leaves fall off. But I think they're more deciduous, is that right, with the leafy trees in the Northeast than there are conifers. Like, all these conifers here. I'll take a picture. Let me put this down. And I'll, hold on. Hold on. Let me put this down here. Let me get my camera. Where is it? Okay. Okay. Okay, I want to take a picture of conifers right outside my... And I was driving, and it's not just, like, the only place. Like, this is just a good example, because they're all lined up, like... Okay. See the conifers? There's more conifers. You really can't get a sense, because this looks like it might be, like, small or whatever, but it's big. They're big trees. I should have brought my, paints. I should do one of those, I was going to do one of those, painting things. Not paintings, camera tricks. Not even a camera trick. It's camera. It's not camera art. It's a thing that Hockney does. Is going to do that for Randy. Do a portrait of Randy and his family, maybe. If they have time to sit. and then I'll send them the pictures. They can put them together. Let's see, what time is it? It's 10:00. He's going to call it 10:30. So it's just so nice sitting out here. I'm going to go get a chair. Bring the chair. A chair over. There is a... this fountain, which is really gorgeous. Lights up at night. Let me take a picture of that. Take that off. I'm going to take a chair and sit it over by the outside of the, over here. Get into the sun. This is such, you know, coming from the Northeast, okay, the Northeast is, all the land has been taken up, and there are a few large properties. Hold on. There are a few large properties available for, that are still in single hands. In Rockport, though, there are a few, there's a couple of families. I'm afraid this camera's going to fall out of my pocket. But, okay, hold on. Okay, I did that. So, yeah, in the Northeast, land is a, what is it, commodity? Is, you know, it's a scarce. Land is scarce. So, you know, you buy a house on a big property in like around Boston or outside of Boston, or anywhere in the Eastern Seaboard, especially in the Northeast. Not necessarily Pennsylvania or whatever, but on the coast, let's say. I mean, it's even scarcer, right? You know, it's like millions and millions of dollars. I mean, now I don't live anywhere there was a million. I mean, I live in a town where there are million-dollar homes and stuff like that, but I don't live in a million-dollar home. I live in a condo. My property is about the size of, the fountain, okay, maybe three of those, okay, three or four of those. That's our little property that which we maintain. And, but here, everybody has huge properties. I mean, space, it's like spacious, you know? It's like, you really have a place to go, you know? Since I've been here, I don't think I've seen any of the other people around here. But, yeah, isn't that crazy? So, yeah, it's really a lot of space out here. And it's just gorgeous. The skies are big. Now, apparently, I'm able to see Mount St. Helens from the backyard, but I haven't been able to see it yet, so I want to see Mount St. Helens. And when I flew in here, I think I've seen, probably I saw Mount Hood. It was this huge mountain right outside of Portland. It was something else. I'm getting a little sleepy, but it's the perfect temperature right now. It's like, it's not hot and it's not cold. I can have my shirt sleeve shirts and shirts on. And, it's just really perfect. Now, I said, is it dry here? And that was really stupid. Yesterday I was talking to Engineer Emma. I was like, it seems drier, but I mean, it's not really dry here because it rains all the time. But today the air is like nice, you know? It's just perfect. Perfect humidity today. I'm wondering if the air might be, it's like, you know, we in Rockport, we can get like a sea breeze and it's like perfect humidity too. It's like that on a perfect Rockport day. Something that Randy said last night. Oh, he said he liked the pond, the ice skating videos. And, the ice skating videos. He said, what was I thinking of? He said, over in here, if you see a frozen pond, no one would dare go and walk on it. You know, because it's not never going to freeze. It'll freeze, but it will never freeze thick enough for ice skating. Where in the Northeast, you know, after a week of cold weather, you can get a frozen pond to skate on. What was it? Engineer Emma said, "Oh, it's a lot colder in the Northeast." And I said, "Oh, it's probably not." But feeling this way, it probably is colder in the Northeast. And from what Randy said about the ponds freezing over, that the ponds don't freeze over here. But, I mean, ponds here could be, like, the size of, like, you know, the Great Lake. So I don't know what he's talking about. No, he probably knows. He's probably the same size ponds. when he's referring to the pond. But I could see where it doesn't, you know, doesn't freeze here. I mean, doesn't it rain in Seattle all year? It's like, doesn't really freeze. Don't get a lot of snow. Don't get a lot of snow. So, now, I'm looking at the property, and I'm wondering where the water drains. Well, there's a hill in the back, so that's probably where it goes. See, that's what he was talking about, the hill. So I always assumed it was the front of his house. But it's the back of his house. Yeah. It's like it's all backwards in my mind from what I hear in the show. It's funny, you know? And he's also shorter than I thought he would be. And I'm taller than he thought I would be. Isn't that weird? I got to talk to him last night after I came back from dinner with Rebecca Nay and Sister Paula. We ate it. Oliver's Twisted. Look at that. The plane! Okay, we ate at Oliver's Twisted. Oliver Twisted. And we had the special. Each had the special of yellowfin tuna. What the hell is that? That's a plane. Yeah, we each got the yellowfin tuna, and it was delicious. It had lemon caper sauce, and this medley of spring vegetables, I guess. It was like, zucchini and stuff like that, and mashed potatoes, which were really good with this cheese on top. It was delicious. It was very good. And then afterwards, Becky treated us to ice cream at Baskin Robbins. So I had two scoops of ice cream because I wanted to try the different flavors. Hold on. I wanted to try different flavors. I wanted to try the it's just so beautiful here. I'm lost for words. And the earphone is not coming out of my. It's coming out of my. Where's my phone? There it is. My earphone is coming out of my ear. Let's see here. Am I getting service here? Service is here. Okay, I wanted to try two flavors, the black walnut and the almond pistachio, which was delicious, might I add. Almond pistachio was really good, so I might have to go back and get another scoop of just the almond pistachio. The black walnut was good, too. I'd prefer to have both again, but I don't want a scoop of each. I just want like half a scoop of each. So I don't know if they can do that. I'm going to ask them. Because that's all I want, you know, it's a little treat. Half a scoop, one small scoop is plenty. I haven't done any exercising since I've been here, but this is my week off. But I should do some walking or something, or jumping jacks. So maybe I'll do that so I don't get out of shape in the week. We were supposed to take a week off after weight training. So that's that. Let's see here what else I have. What else can I talk about? 20 minutes. Oh, what was it? Zillafag said he wants to come out here to see Becky. And he said, oh yeah, she said that he told her that the plane goes to Seattle. And from Columbus, right? That where he's coming up to Chicopee, Mass. So Zillafag. Chicopee, Mass. I mean, of all the places to come to in Massachusetts for the first time, Chicopee, the home of the sausage festival, the kielbasa festival, and the polka festival. I thought that was funny. He can take that flight to Seattle, and it's only a 3-hour drive from Seattle to Portland. So that's not bad, right? Still, if I could come here and see and actually stay with Becky. In fact, Becky said, if you ever want to stay, you know, if you want to come and stay at our house, you can too, or hit her house, Becky's house, because it's not an our house, it's her house. So I was like, hey, cool. I have 2 addresses in the Northwest I can stay at. When one gets tired of me, the other one, they can boot me out and I'll go to the other house. It is really terrific. And thank you so much, Randy, for letting me stay here. I just can't get over it. This is like the best vacation I've ever had. Emma was like, who wants to come here for vacation? I'm like, I do. I said, after I talk about this on the Flatus show, there'll be flocks of people coming to Vancouver for vacation. It'll become the vacation capital of the world. Just wait. You'll see all the tourists come here from my description of how beautiful it is. And just, you know, how relaxing. I mean, if you want, and you drive around, it's like, what is that noise? Hold on, here's the phone. Hello? Hi, how you doing? That's great. I just need the address. Well, let me get my, I'm sitting in a chair here, admiring the scenery. And doing a recording a show. No, that's okay. This, you know, my show is like an audio blog. I was expecting the phone call, so it adds reality to the show. Okay, so what's the address? Yep. West 13th Street. Okay. And in the... Yeah. Yep. Mill Plain exit. Yep. On Mill Plain? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The smaller brick is jail, right? Is there... What about, like, visitor parking? Is there, like, a place for visitors, or is that just, like, one parking place? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'll find something. Hey, do you have to pay for parking? No? Okay. It's in Boston. You'd have to... I mean, like, on the street parking, like, parking meters. That's what I meant. Yeah. Okay, well, what I'll do is I have to want to go find this mall. How far is the Northeast Vancouver Mall Drive from there? And how about from the mall to 707, to the jail, how long will that take? Okay. Okay, so what time should I meet you there at the jail? 12:30. Okay, I'll come at 12:30. Sounds good. And the door, what about the door to the jail? Is there only like one door for... Yeah, I'll be there. Okay, I'll be there at 12:30. Oops. Okay, well, thank you again for letting me stay here. I'll be saying that 1,000 times. It's really gorgeous. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'll let you get back to work. See you then. Bye bye. Okay, so where am I here? That was a... Okay, phone call. This is 26 minutes. That was perfect. Randy added to the show. So I have the addresses here to the mall and the jail. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the mall now, get my stuff, and then leave the mall at 12, you know, around noon, and then go to... to the jail. But I'm going to change into long pants. Maybe I'll have a cup of tea first. So this is it, Flatus listeners. Maybe I'll put a song in here. This is a little shorter, but I have to go. Get ready. See ya, Flatus.